I've got my right and left, and today he's like a forward-facing man, Jesse right. Paul.
Straight ahead, man.
Straight ahead, guys. Everybody. Guys, so exciting. Would you like, listen, I have a question for everybody as we get this show rolling today. If there were one foreclosure last year and there were two this year, there would be a 100% increase, right?
Yes.
That would make for a great headline, foreclosures double. That's how, by the way, that's how statistics are delivered via the national news media.
Well, and that's how they also grab you.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, it's so bad.
Let me give you a headline. U.S. foreclosure activity increases from 2022, but still below pre-pandemic levels. All you needed to hear was U.S. foreclosure activity increases, and instantly you're like, it's 2007.
Market's crashing.
It's 07 again.
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the fact that this is hilarious. We're actually, instead of today talking about how many foreclosures there are, we're going to talk about how many foreclosures we are short in the United States. How's that for a twist? Surprising,
since for the last year and a half, how many times have we heard, oh yeah, I'm just waiting for the crash. Yeah, yeah. I'm just waiting for this. I'm just waiting for all the foreclosures.
Yeah.
Bad news.
Yeah.
They're probably not coming.
Yeah, they're not coming.
Actually, not even probably. At this point, we don't even see that they are coming. Now, there's going to be some, because there's always some, but not what they were expecting.
Yeah.
Not we. I don't think we ever thought that was going to happen.
Yeah. Look, we're just not seeing the foreclosure activity here in Iron County or in Washington County. We're not seeing it in the state of Utah. And you know, it's interesting. We're going to talk about your Cedar City home value, navigating, a really cool home equity checkup tool. And as a matter of fact, Jesse, today I want to talk a little bit about home equity.
Okay.
And about what people can be doing with their equity. I was, listening to an audio something last night. Look, at this point in life, guys, between podcasts and YouTube and Instagram and Facebook, mm-hmm. and TikTok and everything else, you heard something somewhere, right? Yeah. You're like, I heard a thing at the place
right.
from the guy. Okay.
Right.
But it was actually from a gal. And they were talking about home equity. And quite frankly, I think there was so much fear for the longest time that people would abuse their home equity by purchasing, you know, I don't know, RVs, boats, vacations, which by the way, you can.
Well, I think that's because that actually happened, right? In 2002, three, no, that four,
actually,
five.
Well, to be fair, that actually happens.
So it still happens, but it's not a unearned fear.
Yeah.
No, it happens to people.
That people are afraid, and I think real estate professionals, maybe non-real estate professionals, just people in real estate, that was a little bit of a jab, are afraid to talk to consumers about how much equity they're sitting on and what they can be doing with it. Oh my goodness, there's so much you can be doing with
your home equity. So we could actually use me as an example right now. I just pulled money out of my home equity line of credit to purchase a property.
What kind of property?
An investment property over there in Lawton, Oklahoma.
So my Lawton, Oklahoma. Who knew, right? This is basically Oklahoma City.
Yeah, it's about an hour south,
yeah.
southeast. Mm-hmm. It's a little military town, actually. It's a fort. That's where Fort Sill sits.
What are you going to pay for that property?
The one I'm closing on this week is $85,000.
What is the median sales price for a single family home, any home in Washington County or in Iron County or in the state of Utah right now?
Anywhere between $350,000 and $550,000.
So let's talk about Cedar City since we're
in Cedar City. So Cedar City is $397,000?
Mm-hmm. $397,000
for the median
home price.
Median home price.
St. George?
$515,000.
Statewide, it's about $500,000.
Yeah.
Guys, in Lawton, Oklahoma. So you go into your home equity. Let's back up a minute because we have to slow this down for people.
Yeah. We could use me as an example.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing this right now as we speak.
So you're a real estate professional. You help people buy and sell real estate every day.
Yeah, I do.
All right. And you've worked with hundreds of clients.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you coordinated. How did we set you up with someone in Lawton, Oklahoma? What was the process? Just the gist of this.
So it actually started. I've been going to buy a brand new duplex for 2 years and it just keeps getting delayed. Mm-hmm. The build process.
Well, hang on a second. I want you to go back further to the day of your birth. Just kidding. Don't go that far back. But You decided you wanted to invest in some real estate.
How did I start that?
How did we end up in Oklahoma?
We ended up in Oklahoma through a company called RP Capital. And well, actually, I ended up in Oklahoma going, okay, where can I actually buy homes that will cash flow?
Amen,
where I can
brother.
Get a loan and I can actually, you know, have it either have it make some money. It's not going to make a lot, but it will make $250, $300 a month. It'll just go back into itself. And I couldn't do that here.
Okay.
You know, number one, the amount that I would have to put down here is quadruple what I have to put down there.
Correct.
And the returns aren't quite as good. Now, I will say though, however, the equity or you know the values won't go up as fast as they do in Utah either. So it's a trade, right? It's more stable. You know, Utah's been a lot more volatile, up and down.
Yes.
Right. What goes up fast will come down fast, but it typically always goes upward over a 10, yeah. 20 year period.
And I want to insert something here really quick. Guys, of course, you're listening to the Cedar City Real Estate Morning Drive. We're not talking about purchasing real estate in a lot in Oklahoma, no, just so you know.
No, but that was just what I'm doing.
Yeah. What we're talking about is you're sitting on a pile of home equity, all right, right now. You're sitting on what I'm going to go ahead and let's get after this, shall we? 3, 2, 1, here we go. Okay.
I want to be clear about something. The reason I'm doing that is because mm-hmm. I know real estate. I feel comfortable going mm-hmm. outside. Mm-hmm. I don't sure. know that I would recommend that for everybody.
Okay, so
I know what I'm getting.
Could someone take their home equity in Cedar City, Utah, and purchase a rental property in Cedar City, Utah?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about this.
In Cedar City, and you can find cash flowing properties.
Yeah. Let's talk about this for just a minute. 67.4% of Americans have paid off their mortgage or have at least 50% in equity. Guys, that would be ring true for Cedar City.
That is the highest number ever recorded, you know, since they've been recording this data. I don't know that we've ever had a higher number than that.
Yeah, so look at this. 28.7%. Wow. Let me back up for a minute. 39% have their home paid off. They own it free and clear. And I'm going to talk to you about why you would use your home equity to start building other assets in your life. All right. So 39% of homeowners across the United States own their home free and clear. Mm-hmm. And here's why. So here's a great example. A family. I'm going to make up a scenario.
Okay.
Can we?
Yep. You're good.
For the sake of the world, it's a heteronormative scenario. All right. Here we go. So Bob and Teresa. All right. This is a standard generic scenario.
Bob and Teresa.
Bob and Teresa, they live in Riverside County, California. You've never considered moving to Riverside County because it's just like a typical average place in California. Bob and Teresa purchase a home in 1995. They've got younger kids. Bob is the general manager of a Big O Tires location. Teresa mm-hmm. teaches school for the Riverside County school system. All right.
Okay.
At the time, Bob's probably making 60. She's making 45. Over time, Bob's income becomes 70, 80, 100,
yep.
25 years pass. Bob is basically retiring with the Big O Tires franchise. He's making $140,000, $50,000. Teresa's making 80 because she's in Riverside County or more teaching school. Okay. At the time, Bob and Teresa purchase a home. They purchase a home for $220,000. They sell it and they move to Cedar City, Utah. All right. The home they spent $220,000 on, they actually pay off over 25 years yeah. entirely. Mm-hmm. They pay it down to zero. So now they have the original $220,000 that it was worth. Only the value of the home is escalated to like $1 million.
Yep.
All right.
Real number too. That's so realistic.
They sell the home in Riverside County and they move to Cedar City and people go, those rich Californians are moving to town. Only Bob sells tires. And Teresa teaches fifth graders in the local school system. Yeah. So first of all, before I get any further, let me say that we do some really hasty judgments on people who move to Cedar City in St. George, Utah. Okay. Because yeah. we're on both programs. All right.
Bringing all their money.
Yeah. That's number one. Number two, have you been to Riverside County lately? You'd move to Cedar City also. Number three, mm-hmm. this is the power of purchasing real estate and why we're going to talk about home equity momentarily. Okay. So watch. All right. You have a home in Cedar City that you spent $275 on, and it's now worth $600. Sound fair, Jesse?
Yep.
The nicer home, it's a 3,500 square foot home, is worth $600. You paid $275, and it's worth $600, and you've paid down $40,000 in your mortgage.
Yep.
And you had a down payment. So you owe, like, I don't know, $175.
Right.
You're sitting on $400,000 in equity. You go to your home equity, your local credit union, if you want to. You say, I'd like to get apply for a home equity line of credit. And they say, that's cool. That's what we do.
Yep.
Thanks for coming over.
That's what I did.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you say, how much can I get? And they say, well, we'll give you up to 90% of the equity in your home. So they'll actually give you, like, gosh, 90% of $400,000, a lot of money. Hey, yeah. we'll give you, let's just say we'll give you $300,000. Cool. I only want $100,000. You pull $100,000 out. Mm-hmm. And you go out, and not only do you purchase one property, but you decide that you're going to purchase two properties. You put $50,000 down on both. You find a complete stranger, okay? Your monthly mortgage payment, let's just say, is $2,100. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's $1,800.
Okay.
And you find a complete stranger who will pay you $1,801. Now, the scenario I'm painting, I'm not even talking about you're making profit monthly. Let's say they'll just clear your mortgage.
And let's just say you break even.
And over the next 10 years, your property that you now go purchase for, let's say, $400 in Cedar mm-hmm. City, okay, becomes worth $450, $475. Do you know, guys, would you guys like to know out there for our Cedar City Real Estate Morning Drive listeners what they're estimating home values are going to be doing? We're going to run to the calculator app. They're forecasting an 8%, 18% increase over the next five years.
Yeah.
Okay. 400 times 1.18 gives you a home value of $472,000. In 5 years from now, you look at your dog, your partner, or yourself in the mirror and say, you know what is so awesome? I paid $400 for a property that's now worth $472, and a complete stranger has been paying my mortgage every month for me.
Yep.
This is called investing in real estate. And here's why I think this is such an important scenario today, Jesse, to play out. You don't have to be wealthy. You can literally be an average human with an average day job investing in real estate.
Well, and honestly...
And by the way, extrapolate that over 20 years and now you've gained like 250. I don't know.
So real estate is the one in vehicle that's probably created the most millionaires just because of the sheer power of it, right? Over time, yes. It goes up.
Yes.
The savings that it gives you, you can't invest in the stock market and get depreciation.
No.
Right? But in real estate, you can. You can invest in real estate and get tax savings and gain wealth.
Correct.
So that's why I'm doing it, is because I those three things, tax savings, gaining wealth over time, and somebody else is paying the mortgage. Yeah.
By the way, Jeremy Larkin here, Cedar City Real Estate Morning Drive, Larkin Group, Keller Williams Realty. We are real estate agents. We help people navigate and manage their wealth in real estate. I've got Jesse Paul, my business partner here. By the way, GoCedarCity.com works fine through Microsoft Edge. Okay, guys. So this is, my listeners are like, what's he talking about? We are having a little studio issue. Guys, let your fingers do the walking, as they used to say about the yellow pages, over to GoCedarCity.com. Okay. So let's say that I would like to find a home and I'd like to be in Cedar City. And while I'm at it, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to run some filters and I'm going to say, what's up? You said,
it didn't look like it was stalling.
What's the problem, baby? Okay. So I'm going to come in here and I'm going to say, you know what? I like this. I like this. This is fine. I'm going to say, I want to have at least, it is stalling on me. The website's stalling on me. Okay. Yeah. But the thing I want to plug in here, if it will navigate, and maybe it won't navigate, is what I was going to try and run, Jesse, was a scenario on how many properties could I find that were under, and I cannot make this website, don't navigate to our website. So, but let me go back a page. All right, this is fine. Okay,
looking in Cedar?
Yeah. So for just for fun. Okay, just for fun, because I'm completely stalled out at GoCedarCity.com.
Under what?
Yeah, just give me a list of properties that are under $400,000. Three bedrooms.
Under 400?
Yeah, four bedrooms. Three bedrooms under 400. How many properties come up? Cedar City, Utah. Let's look at this for just a minute. All right. Because the thing is, you don't have to go out of state. You don't have to go out of county. You don't even have to go out of town. However, one of the things we're talking about, guys, is we're talking about the massive amount of equity that you're sitting on, right? As a homeowner, you know, home equity is one of those things where it's like looking at your stock portfolio once a day. It's cool. And maybe one day if you decide to live the standard American life and wait until you're 65 years old to actually start having fun and live your life. Yeah.
So there's 41 properties under 400,000.
Three bedrooms or more?
Oh, wait.
Give me three bedrooms or more. You could enjoy your stock and it will allow you to live safely for the rest of your life. Here's the cool part. You could be taking the equity in your home, still funding your 401k, still funding your Roth IRA, still putting money in a mattress, and you could have a complete stranger. This is the best part. A complete stranger building your equity and your wealth in a rental property or two or five.
35.
There are 35 homes right now, condos, townhomes, single family homes in Cedar City, Utah. Three bedrooms or greater. I always want three bedrooms for a rental. Always.
Three bedroom, two bath.
Under $400,000. There is so much opportunity. All right, let's shift. So this is number one. I think people do not understand how much equity they're sitting on. So I want to invite you into something. I want you to visit GoCedarCity.com today, guys. This is a firewall issue I'm having. It works beautifully outside of here.
Yeah. For some reason, mine works.
I want you to click on home value. And when you go in there, I want you to plug your home address in there. And I want you to find out how much home equity you're sitting on, Jesse. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't own a house in Cedar City, but that's okay. I want you to find out how much home equity you're sitting on right now. Just for fun. And when you go in there, you can tune the value up and you can actually ask us. It's going to give you an automated value for your home based on two data sources, CoreLogic and Atom, ATTOM. They're national data services. They aggregate all this information.
Yep. And then compare it.
And they compare it. It's automated. It's computerized. I don't even know if it's as good as AI.
So it could be, it could be off. But it's going to be an average.
It'll say, do you want a professional valuation? Hit us. We don't even have to come to your home. If you can send us 10 photos of your home, text 10 photos from your home to us, we could give you within 5% accuracy, maybe closer. We can tell you exactly how much home equity you're sitting on. And here's one of the cool things we could do. We could take our friends at Guild Mortgage, or if you have someone you really love lending with, home financing, we can work with them and we could run out scenarios that look like this. Mm. We'll just take Jesse. Jesse, we're so excited. You're thinking about investing in real estate. You're sitting on X numbers of dollars in equity. You could pull this much out a month. You're going to have to pay for that money because the money's not free.
No, it's not.
You're going to pay an interest rate of blank to your lending institution to pull the equity out. We can turn around and find you a property that looks like this, either in Cedar City or Iron County or the state of Utah, or we can go to Lawton in Oklahoma if you want us to refer you to one of our partners. Which, side note, we literally can help you buy or sell a home in any city in North America. It's pretty awesome. Yes. Actually, quite frankly, we can help you sell or buy or sell a home in Spain. Our network, guys, is 180,000 strong. It's big. So we can run the scenario. Here's how much it's going to cost you to borrow the money. Here's what you can get in rent. We can run any scenario. Or you can just find out how much equity you're sitting on and leave it alone.
Yeah, just so you know.
What is that website? Where do people need to go?
GoCedarCity.com.
Yeah.
And just click on home value.
So that's step one, all right, today. Step two is I want to talk about, Jesse, I want to come back to that home equity screen. We talked about 38% of Americans have their home paid off. 29% are sitting on 50% or more equity. Mm-hmm. And 33% have less than 50% of equity. Yep. I want to shift back up to this slide right here.
This one is just amazing.
When we started the show, we said, foreclosures are up. If you hear that, again, I want you to think about the conditioning as a human. The conditioning is you think, oh gosh, because we have 3 minutes on our program today. Yeah, That's like we went from one foreclosure to two foreclosures. Here's the reality. Jesse, how many foreclosures are we in the last 5 years in the United States, how many foreclosures are we short based on averages?
1 million.
1,500,000, actually.
Wow.
It's actually 1,450,749.
Oh, yeah. I see that. That is nuts.
Guys,
Based on what we've had over the years, right? What they expect
typical
to have.
Typical families, typical income situations, typical nightmares in your financial world.
Right, because it's not that we ever want foreclosures, but typically there's so many every year.
From 2017 to 2019, we averaged 598,000 foreclosures. I want you to hear this again. From 17 to 19, this is before the pandemic. This is way after the mortgage meltdown. This is in a static, boring time of our economy. There were an average of 600,000 foreclosures a year. Let me tell you about the last 5 years. 493,000, 214,000, 151,000, wow. 321,000, 357,000. Guys, if you're a buyer and that you're sitting around
crazy.
Waiting for prices to fall, I actually want to tell you something from my heart. I wish they would fall also, because guess what I would do? Go purchase more real estate.
Yeah, we'd buy more.
You know what Warren Buffett says? I get greedy when others are fearful, and I get fearful when others are greedy.
And that's actually why I'm buying right now, because so many people have stepped back.
Yeah.
I think about that. Think, okay, everybody else is fearful. Where do I want to be?
Correct. So I said we had 3 minutes. We had about five. I was actually going to 23 minutes. So I want you to visit GoCedarCity.com. If you do one thing today, guys, find out how much equity you're sitting on. All right? Find out how much equity you're sitting on in your financial world. And at least you know, right? And we can tune up the value for you, et cetera. If you're an investor, I think this is actually an interesting conversation that is for another show. That'd be so fun. Is a lot of investors say, oh, what will I do if I have to pay capital gains on selling my rentals? That's a whole separate show, but full disclosure, we are not financial planners. We have no certifications in that whatsoever. However,
there is a way not to.
But let me tell you, as a regular guy, the S&P 500, like a boring old index fund, mutual fund, ran like a 25% return last year. Oh. I promise you, there are places you could put your money after you pay to when you, right?
Yeah, maybe you just want to
cash
out.
Yeah, you're going to get a better return in a lot of places than you think you are. And here's why I'm telling you this. Why is he telling investors to cash out? I think there are a lot of investors that want to cash out but are afraid of paying capital gains. That's why I'm saying it. And there are a lot of consumers. 2 minutes. Got 2 minutes, Jesse, for us today?
Yep, you got one.
There are a lot of consumers that want to purchase real estate. And because, Jesse, as we wrap the show up, we were speaking in St. George this week about the fact that the Cedar City real estate market is hotter.
It is so hot.
It's hotter than St. George right now.
Which normally is never the case. Typically, St. George always outpaces Cedar City.
I'm going to tell you
intensity.
I'm going to tell you what that's going. Guys, that can only do one thing for home values in the short term. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, if you're a buyer sitting on the sidelines, I can't really tell you what to do because we haven't talked. But I will say that if the demand continues the way it is, we'll just see values. In the short term, values will inch up. They've already inched up.
Yeah.
We've seen the median home value in Cedar City is 14% higher than it was a year ago.
Yeah.
Whoops. I probably should have purchased three townhomes up there.
To be fair, last year during the first part of the year, it felt like it was picking up too. But this year, it's actually more than doubled.
And we think the reason for that, guys, is Cedar City is just more affordable than St. George.
Yeah.
And it's driving mainly it's driving like standard employed working class people.
30 seconds.
Yeah. And when I say working class, I mean like that's the state they're in. St. George is driving resort business, is driving retirees. It's attracting people who want second homes. Cedar City is like folks who want to live and work. Yeah. It's $120,000. The home is $120,000 cheaper. Yep. Guys, Jeremy Larkin, with the Larkin Group Home Selling Team. Jesse Paul, visit us at GoCedarCity.com. Get your free home equity evaluation done on there. Free. Jesus, just automated.
Yeah.
And then if you want us to, Jesse's got that.
Timer.
He got that timer in there, guys. That's GoCedarCity.com. Google the Larkin Group if you can't remember that URL, and you will find us over and
Thanks
out.
For having us.